Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get at least three offers on your home within 72 hours guaranteed, courtesy of our friend John Leahy of RE/MAX Fine Living. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. That's johnsellsdmv.com. Neil in Rockville, up early and texting away, our legal contributor. I'm surprised with you because the youthful staff that your stepfather, he's referring to Mike Shanahan, put together here was 10 times better than this bunch of retreads. And aren't we gathering used pieces from losing organizations instead of looking or keeping youth with promise? These guys like Ron are retreads. Past performance is indicative of future gains or losses. Boy, Neil, that is quite the exaggeration. Come on, man. Ron's not a retread. He had one job. He had one job, and he was 11 games over 500 in that 13 games over 500 in that job. It coached in seven playoff games. Took a team to a Super Bowl. That's not a retread. You could say that you could look at Martin Mayhew at this point and say that's a retread. He had one opportunity as a general manager and was 20-something games under 500, his teams were. Rivera's not a retread. Rivera won three division titles and went to the playoffs four times in basically eight seasons. And in the seasons that he didn't, his quarterback was hurt or compromised because of injury. He's not a retread. 301-230-0980. Now, if you had hired Jack Del Rio to be your head coach, we could have said retread, right? Because Del Rio, I'm assuming, I don't even know this for sure, but I'm assuming he's had multiple head coaching jobs and he's got a losing record as a head coach would be my guess. I'm right. Barely right. All right, he had the Jacksonville job for many years and had the Oakland job for 3 years and was one game under 500 in total, 93-94 as a head coach, and went to the playoffs three times, once with the Raiders, where, by the way, remember, they lost Derek Carr late in that season and had to start Connor Cook in Houston in a wild card game. The Raiders would have been a threat in that postseason with Derek Carr healthy, and took two Jacksonville teams to the playoffs as well. In fact, I think in one of those games, they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. 301-230-0980. Just give me your overall sort of vibe on all of the front office hires, you know, naming Martin Mayhew the general manager, which they're on the verge of doing. Marty Herney's being a part of this. Again, my position really simple. I'm unmoved by it really either way. It doesn't make me angry that they hired two guys with losing records at all because I trust in Ron, but it also doesn't excite me that much. I need to learn over the next year or two that Dan has been kept away from football decisions and that they get their quarterback. Some of you said, well, how do you know they don't have their quarterback? I don't know that. I just need them to get their quarterback. I need them to find their quarterback. Maybe that's a better verb. All right, I need, whether it's Kyle Allen or Taylor Heineke or Matt Stafford or a Kyle Trask, they need to find that answer. Without it, they're going to more likely than not just tread water at best. G, go ahead.
Kev, man, I like them hires. They got experience. They football people. Fill them spots and all them new hires. Do your daggone job. I ain't worried about Snyder as long as Ron in the building. I think Ron scares them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? My big concern is them people's on the field, and we 3 months away from the draft. I want Patrick Surtain Jr., first pick, and let's get that board right and get on the same page. Don't give away too much, man, of our pieces to get that big QB splash like you asking for, Kev. Find that middle linebacker and make that defense number one in the whole league, man. You can win with Heineke and Kyle Allen. Bold prediction, next 2 years, Chase Young, NFL MVP. And if he brings us two Super Bowls like LT brought to the Giants, he will go down as the greatest Redskin Washington football team player ever. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I mean, you and I think, agree on some of these things and disagree. I agree that it would be better to find the quarterback without obviously mortgaging the future. That's a given. But
exactly. If
they feel they need to mortgage some of their future with a first-rounder and a third-rounder for Stafford or some massive package for Deshaun Watson, I'm all for it. But if they also think at 19 that Mac Jones is wildly underrated or Kyle Trask is a guy that they absolutely believe can be, you know, an elite franchise quarterback, go for it. I'm not going to be dissuaded by their draft, you know, misses at quarterback in the past, which essentially has been every single quarterback that they've drafted in the past that they've missed on. I'm not going to say, well, don't do that because of past failures. You know, you still have the top three quarterbacks in the playoffs right now, who are the top three candidates for the MVP, all drafted by the team that they're playing for. So that still ends up being the best way to get it done. But Brady obviously signed as a free agent, made a big difference in Tampa. I think Stafford would make a big difference here next year, and I would be
at the same time build that defense up.
But build the defense.
Listen, Cap. Build that defense up with Patrick Surtain Jr. Make it more stout. And remember, Ron Steen and played on a team with not a top five quarterback that won the Super Bowl with a top dog.
Well, he was an MVP that year.
Man ain't never been no dang on MVP.
I agree with you, but he was the MVP that year.
But it was easy. When you get the ball all the time, because your defense keep taking the ball.
Nah, they were good offensively, and he had a phenomenal year that year.
He was a cult figure, man. He ain't had no year like Martha Ripper had with us in '91. So, man, look, build that defense up. Heineke and Allen, I believe in. Man, do your jobs, new house. You know I love you, Kev.
You're my favorite. But the man had that particular season, okay, in 2015. He threw 35 touchdown passes, had 10 interceptions, and was the best dual threat quarterback in the game. He rushed for 636 yards and 10 touchdowns, too. He was Cam Newton in that particular stretch. Remember, when they were Carolina, along with Washington and San Francisco, you know, using the quarterback as dual threat, he was a major factor in their winning season.
I'll give you that, but go back and look up how many possessions he got the ball, and that'll tell
I'll go back and look at that. I'm interested in that, what their turnover margin was in 2016.
And I bet you was wearing a headband back in the day like him, too.
No, I wasn't. Get out of here. See ya. Let's go to Pete. Pete, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I've got a question.
Sure.
I'm not someone who is real hung up on titles and all, but I know Watson has a no-trade clause, and it seems like he wants an organization that has minority leadership and everything. Do you think we're doing all this to make this one of the destinations that he's willing to consider?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
One of the places?
Say that again, Pete. I'm sorry. Because you faded out there quickly, just briefly. Go ahead. Say it again.
I was wondering if we were making some of these moves by the sudden change of titles for Martin Mayhew instead of Herney, if we're doing that to try to entice Watson to come here because of his no-trade clause, and that seems to be something he's high on, is that an organization has a lot of minority influence.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Look, Martin Mayhew drafted Matt Stafford. I mean, the angle might be Mayhew's relationship with Matt Stafford if Detroit decides to move on from Stafford. Now, Detroit doesn't have to trade him to Washington if Stafford said, hey, I want to go play for Martin Mayhew and Ron Rivera. On your question, though, to answer it directly, I do think that there has been an emphasis from ownership to be very progressive and very inclusive in their hiring, which I can't have. I don't have any problem with, and I think it's admirable. I also think those hires have been good hires. I think Ron Rivera problem with, and I think it's admirable. I also think those hires have been good hires. I think Ron Rivera was a complete outkicking of the coverage hire. I said it at the time. I believe it now. I don't think Ron Rivera is an elite coach. I think he's a good coach, though, and I think he proved it in the first year, and I think he's a decent man and a good leader as well. When it comes to Martin Mayhew, this guy was a general manager for 8 years in Detroit, and he has been a candidate for GM positions in other organizations over the last several years. Everybody that knows Martin Mayhew, and I talked to three people yesterday who know Martin, okay, and even played with Martin. And I will tell you what they've all said all along, and even over the years when we've talked about Martin Mayhew as a GM candidate in the past, because we've talked about that many times. Really smart and really, really easy to work with. And a grinder, you know, and you can see that, you know, through his resume. By the way, I just looked this up, G. You were right. In 2015, Carolina led the league in takeaways with 39. So, yeah, Cam Newton benefited a lot from a defense that was turning over their opponents. They ended up, by the way, Carolina did in 2015, with a plus 20 turnover margin, which led the league by 6 that year. I still think Cam Newton was worthy of the MVP in 2015. I do. Let's go to Brad. Brad, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Brad, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, so I love structure. I always have loved structure. I've been talking about structure for 20 years, okay?
Right.
But here's my reaction is blah, 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 blah. And it's one is a far distance from anything else past it, 2, 3, 4, anything past it is a franchise quarterback, okay? Everything they do means nothing until they identify that quarterback. Dan Snyder can meddle if they have a franchise quarterback. Nobody remembers Tyreek Hill and what went on in Kansas City with him because they got Patrick Mahomes and they went Super Bowls. Dak Prescott covered up all the warts in Dallas. Like, these things all go away when you have a franchise quarterback. You know, this is what, like, G was doing here. This is what these fans do in Washington. They talk themselves into Tyler Heineke's and Kyle Allen's, and they think that these are the answers because they've played a game or two and they've looked good, okay? They have to identify a franchise quarterback. They've had to for 20 years, and they haven't. And they've been a
more than 20, franchise. 30.
Yeah, 25. Wait, just go back 30. It's been forever, right? And that's every year we're saying the same thing. Okay, guys can win a couple of games, and that's it. They got to get that quarterback. I disagree with this. We have this elite defense, okay? It's a good defense, but they are a ways away from being a defense that can carry you to a Super Bowl without a good quarterback.
I totally agree.
The four teams in the playoffs right now, the four teams remaining, their defenses are not great. Okay? They're not. They're not great defense. Okay? It's an offensive league, and you have to score points, and you have to have that guy quarterback. The bottom line. Like, that's, like, everything they're doing is great. It sounds good. But they have to be that guy.
I'm with you 100%. And by the way, you know, you just reminded me of something too. So don't dump Brad yet. You know, Scott Turner, I've been told, really liked Kyle Allen, which is one of the reasons. And you know, they obviously traded a fifth for Kyle Allen too because they were hedging very hard against Dwayne Haskins. But he also liked Taylor Heineke a lot, who he had in Carolina as well. You know, the thing about Norv over the years is Norv almost relished at times taking an unheralded quarterback and overachieving offensively. You know, the perfect example of that would be Gus Frerotte. You know, Gus Frerotte was a seventh-round pick. Heath Shuler was Norv Turner's pick. Okay, he's the guy they wanted. Charlie would have drafted Dilfer. Now, neither one of them would have turned into an elite quarterback. But he wanted Heath Shuler, but he dumped Heath Shuler when he realized, A, he wasn't very bright, and B, couldn't do it, and he went with the guy who could do it, and he relished getting decent offensive seasons out of Gus Frerotte. You know, if you go back to, some of the other teams, like the Raider teams that he coached briefly, or the Charger teams that he coached. Obviously, he did have Phillip Rivers. But in Oakland, at quarterback for those couple of years, not that they were good, but like he was taking guys like Kerry Collins, and I'm forgetting the other guy that he had. I think Scott Turner has some of his father in him, that he doesn't feel like he needs a star to be decent offensively.
I mean, he may, Kevin, but you and I both know, and I'm not paid by an NFL team, but you and I both know that the likelihood of that happening in today's NFL is probably less than 20% chance. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just not happening anymore. It's just not. That's the facts. And not that I wouldn't, because it's better for the franchise if a guy like Tyler Heineke or Kyle Allen does well.
Sure.
It's better for us. But it's just not the reality anymore in the NFL, man. You have to have that guy. And that guy, he covers up so many warts and problems in your team. You know, Baltimore, I love Baltimore and the way they run. I respect the hell out of them. But they don't draft perfect every time. They make a lot of mistakes and make free agent mistakes. But they got the MVP and they got lucky on that pick, and Lamar's carried them, right? Like, things.
Although they may have made the wrong decision in terms of winning Super Bowls with him.
Yeah, I mean, he may not do that for him, but he covers up the other
crap. Look, I'm with you on almost everything. The one thing I would just say is that the problem with your Dan Snyder can meddle all he wants as long as they have the right quarterback. You know, there was that moment, remember, when there was like maybe even a possibility that Peyton Manning might come here because of his relationship with Shanahan. And then, you know, he didn't want to be in the same division with Eli, whatever the reasons were. You know, there have been different opportunities where I've said, look, if they can get lucky and draft a franchise quarterback, and it doesn't really matter what the owner does. And I do agree with that. The problem is they haven't been able to find their quarterback because of the owner. And the owner, when they found somebody that at least had some promise, was too involved with that quarterback and messed it up for everybody else in the locker room. So
I'm just saying, in this scenario, Kevin, that they find the franchise quarterback, and then Dan can come out once in a while and he can poke his head out, he can say some things, he can show his face, but you know, it's not going to disrupt what they're doing, because they have identified that franchise guy.
Agreed. Agreed. Look, I'm with you. You started. Thanks for the call, as always, Brad. I love your calls. The bottom line is, these hires, like, I just feel like it's not like we've been there, done that. I like that Ron Rivera has the ability to hire these people. I like that these are decent people that, you know, aren't the worst ever, and that Ron's in charge. And there's a lot of things I like, but none of it's like really exciting me, but none of it's angering me either. Keep the owner out and get the quarterback, period. If you can do that, you've got a chance. If you don't do that, you're going to be a middling franchise at best, and more likely a team that loses more than it wins, which is what this organization has been for 27 years now. Greg in D.C., go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Kevin. I think these guys are all, you know, it's just layers, and I'm glad that they're here finally, because over the years we hadn't had these layers of people involved, or if they were there, they were silenced. But my general question to you is, we're talking so much about the general manager. In most cases, the general manager just doesn't go out and just make picks based on his own assertion. Don't they usually talk to the coaches and try to get a gauge on what particular coaches want at the individual coaching positions?
It's all different, but Mayhew's track record is to work very closely with the head coach. But remember this, though. Again, I mentioned this earlier, Greg. This is the dynamic that Seattle has, that Kansas City has, that New England has. This is coach first. Ron Rivera is the number one football decision maker in the organization. The general manager reports to him. That is not the typical hierarchy. It's usually the GM. The coach reports to the GM. And every situation is different. Obviously, the best situations normally are those where the head of personnel is drafting the best guy, but also a guy that the coach feels is the best guy. Obviously, that's the best situation when they are very collaborative. But this is Rivera's show.
Right, and I think for what we've gone through over the years, this is the best way to go. Again, the reason why is if I'm the coach and I got people that's working for me or under me on my behalf, like I said, I don't want to do all the administrative stuff.
No.
I want to coach the football team.
So, sure.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think we both saying the same thing. But I think we as Washington football team fans have taken a pounding over 20 some odd years. And I think we overanalyze things too much. Give it a chance as far as their competent people, as we used to say. Just give us some competent people in place. These are competent people. Now, as a group, with Ron running the show, let's see if we can make something happen. And the quarterback situation, yeah, we got to find one. But here's the other side of that. If we don't find one, We gotta go another way. So you gotta have two plans.
Yeah,
you gotta
I got
have
you.
A plan to try to find one. But if we don't get one this year, okay, now what's the plan? And I think that's where Ron is good at. He's able to take a plan, look at it, okay, that's not working. Okay, let's go this way. We can always come back to the franchise quarterback or getting that elite level guy at some point. But
well, you can't.
Cards that we don't.
You can't do that. If you have a chance for one, you got to go get them because that chance may not present itself again. Thanks for the call, Greg. I got to get to a break, but you said something that struck me because I think this is sort of my point of this call segment, and that is this is something I'm not going to overanalyze. Like we do that a lot here, and I do that a lot, and I recognize that I can overanalyze to and beat something to death to try to find a conclusion that makes sense. To me, these hires are okay, great. They're fine with me. I trust in Ron. I'm not moved either way. I'm not going to overanalyze it. I'm not going to get hung up on records or anything like that because really – what we've all learned about this franchise, two things are more important. Number one, the owner stays out of it. We don't know if that'll happen or not. And number two, they've got to find a quarterback. This defense, as Brad pointed out, is a good defense right now. And it might be on the verge of becoming very good or even elite over the next couple of years. And that's great. Three of the four teams in the Final Four this weekend have average defenses. But they have quarterbacks. Buffalo, Kansas City, Green Bay, all average defensively. Great quarterbacks. Tampa's pretty good defensively. And they've also got a really good quarterback. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com. Ben Standing, our good friend, just texted me. And I'll just sort of sum it up. He's like, look. Mayhew needed the GM title because if San Francisco let him move laterally, they could have gotten compensation back for Mayhew. Herney is going to probably come in with an elevated title where Mayhew will probably work for Herney, a title yet to be determined, but it'll be, you know, some sort of senior VP of football operations. The team president is Jason Wright on the business side. I guess you could make Herney president of football operations, but they all report to Rivera. That's the thing here. This is the Seattle situation. This is the Seattle and the Kansas City situation in the NFL. Seattle's front office is essentially the owner, Paul Allen. All right, and they've got a president on the side of the business side, Chuck Arnold, and then it is Pete Carroll and John Schneider, who's the EVP and general manager, reports to Ron Rivera. All right, and then, by the way, the vice president of football administration and the vice president of football operations, who they just, to Atlanta. But they all report to Pete Carroll. You know, in a place like Kansas City, obviously it's Andy Reid first and foremost. And then you've got the GM, Brett Veach. You've got a president on the business side. And then you've got people who are, you know, VPs and or directors of football ops. I think Eric Stokes will continue to have a significant role under Martin Mayhew. But I think Martin Mayhew's GM title, at least Ben, and we'll ask JP about this in about 5 minutes, is probably to ensure that this was not a lateral move out of San Francisco, because San Francisco didn't want to see him leave. Martin Mayhew's been well-respected and liked in every single organization. Just understand that. Dan Miller, who is the voice of the Lions, coming up at 8 a.m. Bobby, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Kevin. My take on the two hires the last few days is we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. You know, the only thing I can say, feel confident about this morning is, Kevin, we're better. We've been running like an S show for like 20 years. We've had a bunch of idiots in the front office, and that has trickled down to the locker room. Let's trust the process. I trust Ron and everything he's doing. I mean, he's approving. I mean, he's getting people around him that he's familiar with, Kevin. And it's any organization, any business. If you got crappy people that are making decisions, you're going to get crappy results, okay? So let's just see how this plays out the next few years. But, I mean, we're a whole lot better than we were 2 years ago, you know?
Right? We are, but we'd be a hell of a lot better, Bobby, if we had a new owner. Because that's always the threat in all of this.
Hopefully, Kevin, he's not going to meddle like he has.
We've said hopefully how many times, Bobby, to each other over the years? How many times have we said hopefully? I'm saying it again, too. Hopefully.
You know.
I know. I'm hopeful, too. What other choice do we have? But he's got to stay away. Because all the dum-dums in the organization over the last two decades, he's been the lead dum-dum, and he's been intrusive.
Yeah.
So he's got to stay out of it, and they got to find a quarterback. And I'm hopeful on both fronts.
We all are, man. We all are. But I mean, let's just see how it plays out. I'm like you. It doesn't move the needle for me either way. My only thing is being in business, and you doing it. You got people around you that you're comfortable with that. No football, that's a good start to me from where we came from, if the owner stays out of it.
The best of the hires here over the last year was Ron Rivera. You know, and he's the number one guy in the organization on the football side right now, other than the owner.
And I'm confident.
Me too.
And he's proven already, Bo. He's a leader. He's a leader of men. He was in Carolina. The same deal, Bo. So this is going to be okay. It doesn't move the needle. Let's go find a quarterback in the next couple months, a veteran, and let's go win some ball games next year and see what happens. But people freak out on this, all these internal hires. Just think about what we had.
That's my overarching theme here. You know, whether it was McLuhan or Bruce in 2010, we all got overly analytical and freaked out. The bottom line is get a quarterback and keep the owner out of it. This stuff is right now, it's not moving me or exciting me one way or the other, positively or negatively, like it used to. That was my point. It sounds like you're with me. I got to roll. I got to get to JP Finley. Thanks, Bobby. Sorry I missed you. Rick, Sabah, Phil, Joe, next time, maybe later in the show. Up next, JP Finley from NBC Sports Washington. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, Team980.com.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
What's trending? Martin Mayhew will be named the Washington football GM, according to many sources. Marty Herney will also have a senior role in the organization. Jennifer King, who was an intern and was involved in the running backs with Randy Jordan this year, named the first full-time black female coach of the in the NFL with Washington. Caps in Buffalo tonight. No Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Orlov, Samsonov. It's the first of the four games that all four will miss because of COVID-19 protocols. The Eagles hired Nick Sirianni, the former Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator, to be their new head coach. And Dwayne Haskins got a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We bring in JP Finley from NBC Sports Washington. So, you know, first of all, thanks for getting up. You were texting me quite early this morning. A father with young kids, probably the reason for that. But I just want your reaction to these front office moves. Like, how will it shake out? What will the hierarchy be? What will the org chart look like on the football side? What's next? Just give me everything you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can confirm, you know, lots of reports out there now that Mayhew's going to be GM and Herney's going to have a senior title. I bet we'll know his title here in the next hour or so. I think the org chart, I think what's most important for fans to realize, and you had, I thought, a pretty sharp caller on this in the last 20 minutes in the car. Ron Rivera is at the top of the org chart. No matter what happens with Mayhew and Herney and anybody, Rivera has the ultimate say in the organization outside of Dan Snyder. And that's by design. That's the plan. And I think Mayhew and Herney both understand that and know what they're signing up for. I also think that's kind of the recent switcheroo in the last few days here between Herney and Mayhew. I think if I had to guess, I bet both parties are totally fine with that. I think you're talking about really seasoned, really experienced NFL people, and they're all just going to kind of work towards one singular goal of getting this team to be a perennial playoff, maybe championship caliber team. And I don't think you're going to have a tremendous amount of egos at play here. And if you go back and kind of look at what Herney has said over the years, he tries to really be a consensus builder, and he almost seems like, I've read this in like business books, that really successful businesses have a CEO and then a COO, and you want one guy to be your idea guy and one guy to be your actual, you know, crossing T's and dotting I's guy. And I think Herney considers himself kind of the latter, more of like a taskmaster. And I think that could really fit here, because clearly Ron was taking on way too much last season, even without the cancer battle and all the off-field shenanigans going on in Ashburn. Ron just had too much on his plate, and I think Herney will take a lot of that off, and then Mayhew can be that lead talent evaluator. I tweeted this out maybe 2 days ago. Mayhew's record as a GM is fairly ugly. I mean, he was in Detroit for 7-8 years, and they were some lean years in there. But I think you have to view that in the prism of how bad Detroit has historically been. I think he did a pretty good job in Detroit. I mean, those Stafford, Calvin Johnson teams, I mean, he had a 10-win season, an 11-win season. Yeah. I mean, it was Detroit. Ironically, Detroit has a 11-win season more recently than Washington does, and they both previous ones came in 1991 when they met in the NFC title game. So I think he was pretty good in Detroit. Certainly, he wasn't running the show in San Fran, but that's a damn good football team out there. So I think for everybody that wasn't excited about the Herney hire, I think you package these two guys together, you get a ton of experience, and you kind of just add manpower. I think the Washington front office lacked manpower, just enough people to do all the work that was required.
Yeah, they actually should have in 2014, which was their 11-5 season. They were a wild card team that 11-5 season, but they went to Dallas in the wild card round, and they should have won that football game. They got completely screwed by a PI call on Dallas where the flag was picked up when they were up, getting ready to go up 2 scores midway through the fourth quarter. They ended up losing that game 24-20, I think it was, something like that. By the way, you mentioned something about Rivera, and we've all talked about, this is Rivera's show. And on the football side, the whole org chart branches off of Rivera. It's got Rodgers, it's now got Mayhew, and it'll have Herney off of that, and then the branches come off of those guys as well. Does he coach the same way? Is he a CEO as a coach as well?
I don't think so, Kev. And one thing I appreciate.
Did you say I don't think so or I think so? Sorry, you broke up.
Sorry, I do not think so. And okay. One thing that I find really interesting with Ron is he owns his mistakes and shortcomings in a way not a ton of coaches do. And he said late in the season and in the locker cleanout day press conference, that one thing he felt, and a lot of this I think was the cancer battle, but then it was also just being stretched too thin. He felt he didn't give individual position groups and specifically individual players enough one-on-one attention. And that's something he really wanted to remedy year two in Washington. And that leads me to believe that he's not the CEO type that, all right, Jack, you run the defense, and Scott, you run the offense, and I'm just going to kind of walk around the perimeter here and make sure everything's running. I think he wants to be hands-on, especially with young guys. I mean, the way he talks about developing young players sounds personal to him. And I think, listen, I mean, the guy was fighting cancer. I saw him on the sidelines. I saw him when he could barely move and was in a golf cart. You could see the, you know, when somebody's sick and you can tell it by like how their skin kind of turns, you can see those things. And I think that made a dramatic, obviously, impact really almost until after the bye week is when things started to, he started to like seem like a different person or back to his old self. So I think that played a big role in kind of how he was forced to coach this.
Why do you think it was Mayhew? Mayhew is the first example of a high-level football person, right? And I'm not talking about the coaching staff. I'm talking about Rob Rogers and now Marty Herney, who isn't, you know, familiar with Rivera, hasn't worked with Rivera, wasn't part of the Carolina group. Why do you think Mayhew?
Well, I mean, I know you're saying not counting coaches, but like Ron has done this with Jack Del Rio. He went,
yeah, I know,
an established guy. I think my guess is, and I don't know this, but you know, Ron and Mayhew played in the NFL at the same time, that late 80s, early 90s. I'm guessing they've known each other a really long time. I don't know specifically what their connections are over the years, but I think, you know, Martin Mayhew's widely respected. We've seen that ownership likes to bring back former players. And I don't know that that played a role or not, but I won't be shocked if there's something about, you know, bringing a player back from that 91 Super Bowl team. And I would just point to Detroit being better than it looks. I mean, that 0-16 is going to mess up anybody's ledger, but it's an interesting hire. I think Ron has some level of relationship with John Lynch. Also, if you remember after the Trent trade, John Lynch said, like, yeah, you know, we were really starting to get a spot, but I can trust Ron when he said we'd get this trade done, and that's why we did draft tack.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit, JP. By the way, I would just add, as we try to get JP with the better cell coverage, you know, The 0-16 is going to mess up anybody's record, and that was the first year. By the way, Martin Mayhew's first win as a general manager was against Washington in 2009 as they broke that long losing skid. The thing that I think he did that he should get credit for is hiring Jim Caldwell, who I think was an excellent coach, and I think Jim Caldwell has deserved another chance here in recent years. I mean, it's the same thing I said about Marty Herney. The 2013, 14, and 15 Panthers, the three straight division-winning Panther teams, which included a 15-1 season and a Super Bowl, Herney, with Carolina people, gets a lot of credit. The foundation for those teams was really created in part by Marty Herney. He just wasn't the acting GM at the time. Do we have JP back? I'm with you a little bit on Mayhew. These records can always be distorted, and being in an organization, you know, like this one, you know, and in Detroit over the years can skew that to a certain degree. I don't really care about this, but I know some people might. But what do you expect? And by the way, I'm hearing that the Herney stuff and the Mayhew stuff is going to be made official here, you know, as soon as like the next hour or two. What do you think there? If Mayhew's title is GM, what do you think Herney's title will be? Will it be a title higher than GM?
I've heard the same time-wise. I don't know that there is a title higher than GM, right? I think the word senior will be in there. If I had to guess, it'll be something senior VP of what is Rob Rogers? He's
Senior VP of Football Administration. So this could be like Senior VP of Football Operations or something like that. Or it could be President of Football Operations, even though Jason Wright is the team's president. I'm going to tell you what, JP, and if you were listening, you heard this. I'm unmoved by all this. I'm not upset about it. I'm not thrilled about it. They need to keep – I am very excited and have been about Rivera. He's got to keep Snyder away, and they got to go get a quarterback. So let's move on from the title guessing. What do you think – do you think quarterback and getting a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, is the top priority in this offseason?
By a mile. I mean, sadly, in Washington, I think it's been the top priority for 30 years. I don't think it's going to be as easy as people do, though. I don't think Detroit's going to trade Stafford. And right. I know that Mayhew was there when they drafted him, but I don't think that makes a ton of difference. I maintain that the number one target should be Dak Prescott. I don't think Jerry's going to let him go, but if he hits free agency, you just cut the check, whatever it needs to be. I think they'll be in on Deshaun Watson, and I really have a growing sense that Watson's actually going to get traded. I think for a while there, it wasn't going to happen. I think he will be traded. But I just don't see how Washington can compete with if Miami or the Jets want him and Houston needs a quarterback, the 19th overall pick isn't sexy enough to move the needle. So do you have to give up four picks to give up? What kind of players are you giving up? I just – assuming there is a robust trade market for Deshaun Watson, and I would assume so, I just don't think the Washington football team has the pieces to make that happen. And so then what I don't think, Kev, I think if you don't get – maybe if you can't get a home run, you at least get a triple. If you can't get Matt Ryan or something, I think you just bring back Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, and draft somebody. I don't think it's worth Tyrod or Fitzpatrick or these other guys you hear
about. What about Darnold?
I'd be interested, but it would depend on the cost.
Yeah, I'd be interested in that.
A second rounder. I wouldn't.
Yeah. I don't know if that's – I think it's more than that for Darnold. I think it's more than that for Stafford. I'm with you on Stafford, too, and I'm actually I would disagree with Houston. I think ultimately both of those players end up in the places they're in. I mean, you just – I mean, why would Dan Campbell or Eric Bieniemy or whomever is the head coach in Houston want to have to fix the quarterback position as their number one priority when they already have it fixed? I think those things always eventually heat up and then get dialed back when you're talking about truly, truly, you know, franchise types of guys. I got to run. I appreciate you doing this and changing the time so that we could get Dan Miller here on at 8. I will talk to you, I'm sure, this weekend at some point.
Sounds good, Kev. Take care.
All right. J.P. Finley, everybody at J.P. Finley NBCS on Twitter. Listen to his podcast, of course, as well. Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, not only on Martin Mayhew next, but also on Matt Stafford and whether or not he would be a guy Detroit would think about trading. They just hired their new head coach, Dan Campbell, so a lot on them next. And then we'll get to the smell test and some gambling talk on the two championship games this weekend. That's all coming up in the next hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, team980.com, and also on the radio.com app.